This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. Six affordable housing developments around Wisconsin are splitting $525 million in state funding. The Vacancy to Vitality Initiative is the biggest housing investment ever made by the state. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority says it'll benefit senior living, workforce housing, and rehabilitation developments. Jobs tied to public works projects under the Inflation Reduction Act are raising standards for workers and improving worker standards. John Havlicek is a longtime teacher in La Crosse.
These are high-paying jobs, and when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training, and they can raise families. They can, you know, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says all these things are making public worker unions stronger. Wisconsin's joining a number of other states in trying to get TurboTax to stop advertising its services as free. Attorney General Josh Call is joining 21 attorneys general asking the Federal Appeals Court to reject an appeal filed by the maker of TurboTax. The Federal Trade Commission last year ordered Intuit to stop advertising its services as free unless they're free to all customers. The attorneys general want that upheld. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Bayfield Civic League was able to restore a historic gazebo in Memorial Park thanks to an anonymous donation. According to a Northern News Now report, the donation allowed the organization to exceed its fundraising goal of $100,000 to install new concrete, replace rotted columns, and repair the failing roof of the gazebo. The additional funding gained thanks to the donations received went towards site prep work and landscaping, and the remaining funds will be used for future maintenance. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of boater safety as July 4th weekend approaches. According to a press release, DNR officials say area law enforcement and state park wardens will be out in the coming days to ensure everybody on the waters is sailing sober. State law prohibits anyone with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher from operating a boat. DNR officials are also reminding residents that wearing a life jacket when boating could save your life if something goes wrong. A group of cyclists is looking to add some new features to the trail system at Spirit Mountain. According to a WDIO report, the cyclists of Gitche Gummy Shores maintain over 100 miles of trails in the Twin Ports area and often look to add more or improve them for area mountain bikers. The group says there aren't many options for beginner bikers right now, and they're looking to add some lower difficulty trails to encourage more people to give the sport a try. They're also looking to add a blue trail jump. Music took over the streets around the North End neighborhood in Superior on Thursday. The first installment of Porch Fest kicked off this week, featuring local musicians performing in front of area homes. According to a Fox 21 report, organizers chose to start the yearly event on the North End because there is a great deal of low-income senior housing, and they wanted to give them the opportunity to enjoy the music right in their backyard. The next performances are scheduled for July 11th in the Central Park area. Two of the three suspects allegedly involved in the murder of a Duluth woman over 2 months ago have been arrested. According to the Duluth Police Department, 34-year-old Darius Plummer of Michigan and 26-year-old Kamonte Kadge of Illinois were arrested in connection to the attack that left 25-year-old Chantel Moose dead in April. Law enforcement authorities are still searching for 26-year-old Trayvon Walters of Duluth. Arrest warrants for the men were issued by the St. Louis County Attorney's Office on April 19th. City of Duluth officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday to officially unveil a multi-million-dollar affordable housing renovation. The Wyndwood townhomes feature 70 affordable housing units, but the quality of those units had begun to deteriorate due to the age of the building. The renovation cost $18 million, and funding was provided by the state organization Minnesota Housing. Officials say that the renovations will guarantee the housing complex will get another 50 years of quality use. The Duluth Art Institute has a new location in the downtown area. According to a Fox 21 report, the Art Institute held its grand opening at its new location on Tuesday in the U.S. Bank Building on West Superior Street with a new gallery. The first exhibit at the new location featured the work of over 130 artists for their annual member show, allowing people to walk through the space and vote for their favorite pieces. The winning piece was crowned the Institute's 2024 People's Choice winner. Residents and nonprofit organizations got out in the Duluth community for their Day of Caring event. According to a Northern News Now report, the goal of the event was to get volunteers out working on smaller projects throughout the area, including things like repainting the Duluth Children's Museum or repairing the fencing surrounding the YWCA playground. Organizers say the event not only gives residents the opportunity to improve their community, but helps address some of the easily overlooked issues they want fixed. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Chicago Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell, whose team has lost three of their last four series, the Cubs right now in last place in the NL Central.
This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result for the night before affect the result, you know, the play the next day. Obviously, we're not getting the results we want.
The NBA draft wrapped up. The Bucks selecting guard A.J. Johnson and 6'11" forward Tyler Smith out of Houston, Texas. There were a lot of trades for picks last night in the second round. Did the Bucks receive a lot of offers to give up their pick at number 33?
Yeah, I mean, especially where we were, there was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player.
That's the Bucks assistant general manager, Milt Newton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Killer Mike will not face charges after his arrest this past February at the 2024 Grammys. The rapper, whose real name was Mike Render, was taken from the award show in handcuffs after winning a Grammy for Best Rap Song and Performance. TMZ reported the incident happened after a physical confrontation. The Atlanta pop star claims the incident was due to an overzealous security guard. Summer is in full swing, and in Wisconsin, that means outdoor venues rule. Summerfest heads into weekend two with acts like REO, Keith Urban, and The Church. If you like outdoor summer theater, check out Door County's Peninsula Players. Their season opened last week and will run through October. The picturesque theater sits on the shores near Fish Creek and will offer shows this season like Mary's Wedding and The Angel Next Door. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season three of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got three seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of Season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Brizzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Brizzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the third episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War-era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76 on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and again tonight. Today will be breezy with a high of 72 this afternoon. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 75. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.